out! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Very interested to see what Jason Wilde thinks about this latest development with the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm great, everybody. How are you?
We are good. We have been talking about the fan who spoke to TMJ4 saying that the Green Bay Packers, as promised, rescinded his family's tickets, revoked their tickets. He lives in Nevada. His father had cancer. His mother had dementia. He explained all of that in an appeal letter to the Green Bay Packers, and yet they continued to revoke the tickets. And so we were just having sort of a philosophical debate about, you know, a family-owned team, and they're supposed to be family, family, family. And, you know, when this gentleman gave the explanation for why he had been missing it, they still said, oh, sorry, we're taking them. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not siding with either side here. I'm still just gathering the facts. What is your reaction to this development, which we kind of knew was going to happen?
Yeah, I don't. Is there an actual debate here? Like, obviously, this guy got exactly what he deserved. I mean, this is what happens. Hey, we need to improve our home field advantage. And I'm sorry that your parents were ill, but we're letting in too many opposing fans. So we got to, I'm sorry, we're taking away your tickets.
I hear it, Jason. I hear it.
Yeah.
What do we call it, Tashi? A touch of disdain?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I understand that they are a business. I understand that Mark Murphy has been incredibly successful on the business side during his presidency, which is about to come to an end. I understand that there is a problem with ticket holders that own those tickets solely for the purpose of reselling them. Now, again, my grandparents bought season tickets at State Fair Park in Milwaukee in the 1940s to help keep that organization afloat. I used to sit behind home plate growing up at County Stadium. So I'm not just high horse beat writer guy who doesn't have to pay for tickets because he gets in free to go to work, preaching like I'm some sort of expert. I have been there. I have purchased stock for my father in 1997. So I want to make sure people understand where I'm coming from here. I understand all of those things. I read that story, and especially irritating to me anyway, was the form letter that the guy received back. We have gone from Bob Harlan answering his own damn phone to sending form letters to people who send in their appeal of a policy that is not designed to get rid of that guy. There are some details in there that as a reporter, I would like to know. Like, so he's been reselling on Ticketmaster, right? So that is what is allowing the Packers to do this. Like, he's using the platform that the Packers want you to use.
Correct. He's following the rules.
To resell your tickets. So they could get a second cut of the same tickets, by the way. Right? That is part of it. So he's doing it that way. He does not have control over who buys his tickets using it that way. Like my buddy Kyle Cousineau here in town, he's like match.com for Packers fans who are trying to sell their tickets and want to make sure that another Packers fan gets them. You can't do that through the Packers and Ticketmaster's own platform. So don't give me the form letter response when the guy is doing it exactly the way you want. So you can take more money on tickets you've already sold once, okay? But my biggest frustration with this organization, and again, this is why I wanted to share my credentials having grown up in a Packers family. Now, look, I don't know what my brother does with the tickets. I don't have him. I don't need him. I don't want him. I mean, I could see him selling all the tickets each year and getting one of these letters too. I don't know how often he goes to games. But the bottom line to me is you love the, and I have said this to Mark Murphy's face. If I have a sit down with Ed Policy when he takes over, I would say the same thing to him, and I would share my history with the organization. You love the narrative. We're owned by the fans. We're the only community-owned team in all of American professional sports. Then you know what? Freaking act like it once in a while. They just don't.
Yeah,
it is a total fraud. And I'm sorry. I am not being anti-capitalism. I'm not being anti-profits. But they're up here trying to get out of paying taxes to the city of Green Bay. If my house starts on fire, I want the fire department to have enough money to freaking show up here. So just live your narrative, right? I just want authenticity. And this appears, and again, maybe there are, you know, maybe this guy is altering his story slightly to make it sound more like a story where you will feel sorry for him. I don't know. I didn't do the reporting on it. But at every turn, it feels like that this team really likes the narrative of being all about the fans and we've got the greatest fans and our community. You saw what they did for the draft. I mean, I'll tell you this. Had Wisconsin people and Packers fans not shown up the way they did, this draft would have been a failure because there sure as hell weren't thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people flooding Austin Straubel Airport to come to the draft. So I'll step off my soapbox now.
Jason, player more likely to hold out till they get a contract, Zach Tom or Elgton Jenkins?
Good question. I would think it has to be Elgton Jenkins. Now, again, I have not talked to Elgton at all. I did appreciate seeing this reported by someone else. So the people who claimed I was making it up to create drama had to, maybe they didn't acknowledge that they were wrong, but they certainly were wrong. Again, that situation to me feels like such an easy thing to resolve since the general manager came out and said that he believes Elgton Jenkins is an all-pro center. Guarantee existing money. You don't have to give him any new money. Give him the security for the next 2 years of his contract. Add some voidable years to spread out the cap charge. Create some cap space for yourself and give him the security he's looking for on an offensive line where only the new free agent guy they signed to play left guard, Aaron Banks, and Elgton Jenkins were not mentioned as having their jobs open for competition. The right tackle, the left tackle, and the right guard all do. Those three also happen to be in the last years of their contract. So I don't know if Zach Tom has the leverage to hold out. Again, I mean, if I was Elgton, and he has not asked for my opinion, I would say if you want to start the season with Jacob Monk as your starting center, like Morgan Freeman says to the guy that wants to blackmail Bruce Wayne for being Batman, your boss is a vigilante who beats up bad guys, I'm paraphrasing, and you want to blackmail this man? Good luck. You want to start the season with Jacob Monk instead of me after you predicated your entire offensive line shuffle on me being your center? Good luck.
Quick follow-up on that before we get to Gabe's question. I have been thinking about this a lot in the last 48 hours, and I mean that sincerely. The Packers value versatility on the offensive line. They love to have these guys who can move from one spot to another. The problem is, as we have discussed, there's a different pay scale at the positions. So now you're rewarding a guy for his versatility and his ability to move from one spot to another, but not really rewarding him because you're taking money out of his pocket. I've been struggling to figure out what the happy medium is here. Should the Packers pay the same amount across the board if the expectation is for guys to be able to move seamlessly from position to position, Jason? Because that would go against the NFL's structure for the pay scale at those positions, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't get the feeling that Elton is doing this because he's moving to center and centers get paid less. I get the feeling that this is happening, and that may be a secondary reason, or that may be part of what they've presented in their conversations with Russ Ball. But I think it's simpler than that. I got 2 years left on my deal. There is no guaranteed money left, and I have a really high cap number in 2026, and I'll have turned 30 years old the day after Christmas this year. And you guys don't like 30-year-olds, and you don't like a third contract. So guarantee some of the existing money so I know where I'm going to be the next 2 years. And then if you guys decide to move on after that, at least I don't want to go into this season not knowing what my future is with this team. And I think that's a reasonable ask for a guy that's been to two Pro Bowls, that it has been called an all-pro by his general manager. I don't think he's necessarily thinking of it as, oh, I need to get mine now before I'm considered a center and I get paid less. I don't think that that's the way he's viewing it. To your point, though, that is, they preach it all the time, almost as often as they talk about how they're owned by the fans, that they want versatility on the offensive line. And you're right. The pay scale is different for different spots, but they've sent a very clear message. They're definitely not paying their starting left tackle. I mean, could they be more clear? Hey, just keep grinding, Rashid. We appreciate you eating up all these starts and being a serviceable, solid left tackle. We're just going to spend every single season trying to replace you.
How far do you think Elton's willing to go?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because it's one thing. It's one thing just to miss the OTAs and offseason. You know, like, could this stretch out to training camp? Because then it gets more serious.
Yeah, you're right, Gabe. I don't know. I really don't. Because at what point do you have to say, all right, because training camp, you also start getting fined, right? I mean, you don't
well,
get fined.
I would assume he would show up in much like TJ Watt did a couple of years ago. Yeah. He's there,
right.
But oh, yeah. Oh, man, my knee's a little
right,
stiff
like
today.
Jordan Love did.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Like Jordan Love.
Exactly.
Yeah, people mm-hmm. forget that, right? Because he got his $55 million. So, yeah, I would think he would do that too. But at the same time, I just would be curious what his strategy is and what feedback he's gotten back from the team. Like, you know, he has not gone Trey Hendrickson, right? Like, he's not out there bashing the team. I mean, the guy went on the tailgate tour last year. What I would, if I was him, I would say, look, I've done everything you guys have mm-hmm. asked, right? I've been a top-flight player. But again, the other part of this, and I use Tausch as the example, like, Tausch tore his ACL twice. He did it in contract years both times. Now, I make this joke, but there's a little bit of truth in it. I'm glad he did, because had he not, he would have made so much money as such a top-flight right tackle, he wouldn't need our show. He'd be doing something else. Mm-hmm. Right, he'd have made it so much money, he wouldn't need to work.
And, imagine how big the pickler would be.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, at least I got my membership. So but Elton Jenkins tore his ACL in Minnesota a few years ago. Like, that's another reason why. And I always, the other example I always use is Nick Collins, who, you know, and I love his agents. They are still convinced that I helped both Nick and Ryan Grant get their contracts by being a vocal critic of the team. I don't think I hold that much sway, but I'm glad that they view it that way. But Nick Collins skips the off-season program because he wants a new long-term deal. It works. He gets it. They breaks his neck. And his life would be he's coaching at Bethune-Cookman. He's happy. He's got a great life now, but that was a life-changing contract to have that security and that guaranteed money included, and he got it because he held out in the offseason. You know, I always tell the story about Mike McCarthy berating me. Jen, you might have been there for Fox 6 at the time. It was his first year. Al Harris doesn't come to the offseason program because he wants the contract extension and more guaranteed money. McCarthy's all pissed off about it, pulls me aside after the sideline presser, wants to know who my source is. I'm like, Mike, I'm telling you, it's not, I'm not making this up. And because the source was Al Harris. So I just, these guys don't have much leverage. And in Elton's case, this is the only time he's going to have even better leverage, which is not only withholding his services, but they've predicated their line shift on him being the center. So he, I would say he has to take this as far as he can in hopes of getting what he needs.
Jason, it's not sexy talking about the offensive line, but it is obviously significant. So we appreciate your insight. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. Wilde and Tausch is right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Your next best round of golf, well, it's going to happen for you at the Wisconsin Country Club if you do what I did and join out there. There's no assessments, no food and beverage minimums, and a beautiful course that's fun and challenging. I was just out there yesterday using the range, played 9 holes at my leisure. It's fantastic. And honestly, one of the cool parts, a little turn bar we've got between 9 and 10. Great place for a drink, either during the round or right after the round. Tree-lined fairways, specially groomed greens, any top 100 teaching pro. Plus, the Wisconsin Country Club has tennis and pickleball courts as well, and a pool with themed Sunday fun days every week. So get started today. Join like I did by visiting thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fairway away.